بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. وعن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه قال لما نزلت هذه الايه وانذر عشيرتك الاقربين دعا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قريشا فاجتمعوا فعم وخص وقال يا بني عبد الشمس يا بني كعب بن لوي انقذوا انفسكم من النار يا بني مره بن كعب انقذوا انفسكم من النار يا بني عبد مناف انقذوا انفسكم من النار يا بني هاشم انقذوا انفسكم من النار يا بني عبد المطلب انقذوا انفسكم من النار يا فاطمه انقذي نفسك من النار فاني لا املك لكم من الله شيئا غير ان لكم رحما سابلها ببلالها رواه مسلم. Continuing with this hadith, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that when the verse of the Quran was revealed, warn your close family members, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered the Quraysh. They gathered in front of him, he had climbed a mountain and he addressed them in general terms and then he addressed them in specific terms, naming the various qabail, the various branches of the Quraysh, the various different tribes. And each time he addressed them and said, أَنْقِذُوا أَنْفُسَكُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ, save yourselves from the fire of hell. We mentioned that one narration was, اِشْتَرُوا أَنْفُسَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ, purchase your freedom from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This narration, أَنْقِذُوا أَنْفُسَكُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ, that you save yourselves from the fire of hell, that is, give up idolatry, give up ascribing partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and bring your lives onto the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned, the specific address of the various tribes was a form of drawing their attention, and it is a form of showing affection for each of the various branches of his family. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entreated them, presented this message, this responsibility of indhar, warning them, and we find that towards the latter part of the hadith, Rasulullah said, Ya Fatima, anqidhi nafsaki minan nar. Specific mention is made of his daughter Fatima bint Muhammad, radiallahu ta'ala anha. There's two reasons for this. One is, ulama ikram say that publicly he addressed Fatima whilst addressing the rest of his family. It was well known amongst the people of Makkah that Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha enjoyed a special privilege in the sense that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved her intensely. That stage of her life, she was still a young child. Specifically, he mentioned her in front of everyone so that the importance of the message could be cemented in their heart, that this concern I have, this warning to be saved from the azab of akhirat does not exclude my own daughter also. He could have addressed her privately, yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed her openly in order for the rest of the people that were listening to understand the importance and the relevance of the message. Second important lesson we learn from this is that sometimes people have this mindset that because of my family lineage or because of my association with a certain pious person, like we say, you know what, I've got taluk with a certain pious person, I'm going to hold that person's kurta and go to Jannat. We have this mindset that this now becomes a license for us to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because I belong to a certain family or because of my taluk with certain sheikh or certain alim or certain pious person, I can carry on doing the wrong that I am doing, because Allah Ta'ala, because of my association with that person, will save me. Find that Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ, that when the trumpet of Qiyamah will be blown, فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ, all family lineage will break down. Its relevance there in this sense, that even if you are a wrongdoer on the basis of your family lineage, you're going to get salvation, breaks down. وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ, no one is going to question or ask about each another. That is an alam or a stage of nafsi. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرُّ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ, every family relationship will break down. Person will run from his own father,
husband will run from wife, father, mother will run from child. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us of the alam of khawf of that day. So each one has an individual responsibility to prepare for that day. And this is clearly emphasized when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is addressing his own daughter, Ya Fatimata binti Muhammad, Anqidhi nafsaki minan nar. Save yourself from the fire of hell. One explanation of this, ulama give, is that I don't have the ability to repel anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends. If Allah has made a certain intention about you, the fact that you are my daughter, I will not be able to repel that intention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The final authority belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why we cannot take advantage or have this mindset that a certain association or a certain relationship becomes a license for us to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The latter part of the hadith is the reason why Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has introduced this hadith under the chapter Babu Birril Maridain wa Silatil Arham, the chapter dealing with kindness to parents and the preservation of family ties. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressing all of them, and he says, فَإِنِّي لَا أَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. I will not be able to dissuade any intention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to you. So I am imploring you that to make effort for your akhirat, save yourselves from Jahannam, come unto the obedience of Allah, give up idolatry, etc. غَيْرَ أَنَّ لَكُمْ رَحِيمًا. Except for the fact that you have a family link with me. He's addressing his family members and he says, I cannot change Allah's decision with regards to you. I'm imploring you to make effort for your akhirat. But you do have a family link with me. Who is he addressing? Kuffar, disbelievers. They had not accepted Islam. Yet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying to these disbelievers also, that you people are my family members. And because of that, because of Rahim, because of this family ties, Sa'abulluha bibilaliha. This expression, Sa'abulluha bibilaliha, literally means I will water it to the best of my ability. This analogy of preservation of family ties with water, ulama ikram give two explanations to this. One is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam equated the severing of family ties with fire. This is something that is going to draw fire if you are going to break off family ties. And water has the ability to put out fire. So this is why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I will water my family ties. In other words, I will preserve my family lineage to the best of my ability. The second explanation ulama ikram give is they say that the breaking of family ties has been equated with moth and death. And so what is the meaning of when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I will water it to the best of my ability? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. We made every living thing out of water. So in Quranic terms, in Quranic analogy, water equates to life. Breaking of family ties is moth. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I will water it, in other words, I will give life to it. The message behind the hadith, we have to understand, is that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, even if you remain on shirk, even if you remain idol worshippers, the fact that you are my family members, I will not break off from you. سَأَبُلُّهَا بِبِلَالِهَا. I will water this to the best of my ability. So, more importantly, when it is a Muslim relative, How much more importance we have to give to the preservation of family ties.